This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Nina Pollard thinks that the writers of the U.S. Constitution, philosophically speaking, had abortion in mind when they wrote parts of the Constitution like the Equal Protection Clause. President Obama is pushing Pollard for a spot on the second most powerful court in the nation, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. She faces strong questioning and likely opposition from at least conservative members of the Senate. Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey is at it again, holding the spotlight to a massive gender racial crisis taking place in India because of sex selection abortions there. Columbia University history professor Matthew Connolly testified how in the 70s, a pro-abortion group instructed Indian doctors how to identify gender and advocated sex selection abortions. This is Life News Radio. We in the pro-life media thank you for being pro-life. We know that for all we do publicly, the most powerful influence on the culture is you. It's like they say in marketing, the most effective advertising is word of mouth. You engage your friends and coworkers, telling them the stories the mainline media won't. You learn the most effective ways to share your own good news. You lead your families. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. This is Life News Radio. Rush Limbaugh may be taking flack from some pro-abortion conservatives for using LifeNews.com. The provocative radio host is not only talking about and using LifeNews.com, he is criticizing the president for focusing on over 400 children killed by chemical weapons in Syria while in America. 1.3 million children per year are killed by abortion, many of them with abortifacient chemicals. Limbaugh also criticized then-Senator Barack Obama's ongoing support of infanticide in Illinois. This has been Life News Radio.